Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 2, we were taught that even though we may seem to be well off in the world's eyes, we need to be in continual prayer for our needs. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me." Now, my friend, you're heavy laden, you're burdened. He says, take his yoke. Now, he's not going to deal with your labor and heavy laden burdens if you're not willing to take on his yoke and learn of him. And he adds, "For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Oh, so many people, they have so many things going in this life. They're so involved, and yet they have no peace in their soul, although they may have many things of this world's goods. And Jesus adds, "For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Wouldn't you rather the Lord take your burden, and you have his light burden upon you? That's a good trade. Now, in this church age, if you live godly in Christ Jesus, my friend, no doubt about it, you will suffer persecution. That's not a maybe, that's the truth. Sometimes that persecution is physical. Sometimes it's just attacks of the devil. Sometimes it's just the mental aspects of it. Sometimes it's in your material life, your jobs, and so forth. But nonetheless, if you live godly in Christ Jesus, you're going to suffer persecution. But the all-knowing person and power of Jesus Christ is with you. Converse with him until he's truly your best friend. Allow Nehemiah 8:10 to be true for you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, because he is all-powerful, omnipotent, then we can carry out verse 10, which says, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. Ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Have you ever had anyone say to you, "If I don't come up with this money by such and such a date, they're going to throw me in jail, and I don't have it"? We get filled with fear over something like that, which may be justifiable jail time. But what if it's not justified? The all-powerful God tells them to fear not. Now, fear not comes from a Greek word from which we get our word phobia. It has the idea of terror-stricken. We've got a Savior who sustains in the trial. You may have to go out in the boat and the seas are calm and the Lord says, "Let's get in the boat and go to the other side." And in the middle of that sea storm comes like one you've never seen before, and Jesus is asleep. And you're rowing for all you're worth. Finally, you got to say, "Jesus, wake up. Carest thou not that we perish?" And see, Jesus told you to get in the boat, and he allowed you to go into the life storm. But understand, he's in the boat. He's with you. He's there. And he's not sleeping because he's tired or lazy. He's just waiting to hear you call upon him. Pray without ceasing is still the counsel by which every Christian should live. So my friend, fear not. There's a reason. Outside of Christ, to have this phobia. Prison. Well, if you're outside of Christ, who wants to go to prison? Again, in the case in Smyrna, the devil was behind it. And boy, I tell you what, there's a reason they would have a phobia. I mean, their prisons were often just dungeons. Unclean, rats, chains. It's pretty easy for us to say, hey, fear not. It's not that big a deal. They'll be tried. In other words, Satan will be behind this to try to prove that their so-called faith is not real. You remember Job? There were trials and tribulations of life that come to him like you and I have never seen. But my friend, the trials and tribulations of life are an opportunity to show our love to Christ and to show the world what we have is the genuine article. Now, my friend, in every temptation, tell yourself, God is here. He knows exactly what I'm doing and thinking. I'll give an account how I exercise my free will in this matter. Why do we do things that we would not want him to know? He's omnipresent. God is here. You can't hide anything from God. So why do anything we wish him not to know? You cannot escape your accountability to him, my friend. Why not live your life so you can give account with joy instead of sorrow? Now, the scriptures are plain. They show that when God appoints a time of great judgment, he prepares a door of deliverance for the minority who repent and seek him. Noah's day, it was only 8 people. However, in Noah's day, there came a point in which God closed the door. That is the door to the ark. And there's going to be a point in the future in which God is going to close the door. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come. Jesus said in Matthew 24, be as in the days of Noah. They were eating, they were drinking, they're just going on about their life, absent of God when the floods came. In Revelation chapter 3:8, it says, there is a door open and no man can shut it. But the day is coming when God will shut the door, just like he did the ark. Jesus said in John 10, I am the door. If today were to be that eventful day, would you be prepared? When once the master of the house has risen up and hath shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Are you sure you're saved? And if you are sure you're saved, are you saved just so as by fire? Do you know scripturally that there are crowns laid up for you? Are you depending on Christ and Christ alone? He said there'd be tribulation 10 days. Now, some believe that this refers to the 10 years of martyrdom which took place under the reign of Diocletian. It's interesting that the same word tribulation appears for the tribulation that is to come on this earth. The tribulation for the saint is in this life, and Satan does his all to bring it on. But the tribulation Satan gives is a million times better, you might say, than to be under the tribulation that will be the outpouring of the wrath of God that will come after this church age. Now, my friend, you can be faithful unto death, because he is the first and the last. He is the one which was dead and is alive. He, in his person, is all-powerful, and he's able to deliver. And he will. Matthew 5, verses 10 through 12 says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." My friend, have you ever had that, when people just say things against you falsely? They know it's false, and what they're doing will cause you problems. They've actually made accusations and told lies that hurt people, make people mad, and it makes them hurt and mad against you. And they do it because of your stand in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, understand, he says, hey, rejoice, be exceeding glad. That person that hates you so much that they're telling lies about you and trying to cause problems in your life, and they're reviling you and persecuting you, that's the very person that's helping to make your reward great in heaven. Someday you may walk up to them and say thank you. So let's not stop now at the person nor the power of Christ, because there's one other thing I want you to see here, and that is the promise of Christ. And in the promises of God, when Jesus Christ makes a promise, you must remember, it is impossible for God to lie. Now, he will give you, he says here in verse 10, if you're faithful unto death, he will give you the crown of life. Now, this reward is often referred to as the lover's crown. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.